News Bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Civil Society Elections Integrity Forum condemns calls to suspend funding to ECZ. Basic Education Teachers Union of Zambia commends President Hakainde Hichilema. And in international news, ringleader of suspected human trafficking network arrested in Ethiopia. And in sports news, Zambia's under 15 boys boot out of CAF African School Championship. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Civil Society Elections Integrity Forum Zambia has condemned calls by stakeholders urging the European Union and other international partners to suspend funding to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, describing the proposal as unpatriotic and harmful to the country's democratic institutions. The forum warns that such actions could damage Zambia's international reputation and weakens public confidence in the electoral process. CSEIFZ Chairperson Solomon Ngoma stressed the need for the ECZ to remain committed to delivering credible, transparent and inclusive elections. He urged authorities to ensure that all eligible candidates are allowed to participate and called on President Hakainde Hichilema to appoint two electoral commissions following the retirement of Mr. Ali Siwanga to ensure a fully functional commission ahead of the general elections.
We further appeal to President Hakainde Hichilema to urgently appoint two electoral commissioners following the retirement of Mr. Aris Mwinga, and a full bench of the commissioners is essential as the country prepares for the general elections in the coming months. On delimitation, we call upon ECZ to ensure that the constituents' boundaries reflect the realities and the priorities on the ground. While adjustments may be necessary, not every district requires the creation of a new constituency. Decisions must be guided by fairness, practicality, and the genuine needs of the citizens rather than political experience.
Former Councillor Charles Kavita, who is contesting the Kitwe mayor seat in the upcoming August elections under the Tonse Alliance and BM8 movement, has unveiled a comprehensive waste management plan aimed at transforming the city into a clean and sustainable urban center. Kavita emphasized that effective waste management is critical to public health, environmental protection, and economic growth, adding that his administration would prioritize reforms to improve sanitation across Kitwe. He outlined plans to strengthen
Ukufumapo council budget. Tukapangea kula mono kwe watu mshu wesu wawa develop we ensure that money allocated for vehicles such as tipper trucks and front-end loaders which will help us to clean the city. Wa community na watu kawepshokti wabi ikilishepo as a way of championing social corporate responsibility. We also go to government through the Ministry of Local Government and champion the conversation of waste control, responsibility, collection and disposal. Our parent ministry will help us with resources to purchase more vehicles that will help us clean the city of Kitwe.
The Basic Education Teachers Union of Zambia, BETUS, has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for his continued support towards the education sector, citing his recent engagement with teachers as a sign of commitment to improving education standards in the country. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka, BETUS General Secretary Henry Sinkala praised the President's attendance at the Association of Non-Aligned Teachers Union of Southern Africa gathering held in Livingstone. He described the event as a significant show of solidarity with teachers and a demonstration of government's recognition of the important role teachers play in national development. Mr. Sinkala noted that the event conference attracted more than 10,000 teachers across Southern Africa alongside government officials and key stakeholders, creating a platform for collaboration, knowledge sharing and unity within the profession.
For some of you, you may wish also to note that Andusa is a region of love. for teacher unions in the Southern Africa. And yearly or annually, a member country is chosen to host. At this juncture, allow me to extend our profound gratitude to the Republican President, Mr. Hawa Indejirema, for gracing the Antusa Livingston Gallery. His distinguished presence reflects the premium placed on unity, dialogue, and the advancement of education. It was the moment that strengthened our resolve to continue building bridges of collaboration and progress for the welfare of teachers and the nation at large.
Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, has urged community-centered and transparent financing in Zambia's energy transition. CEJ Program Coordinator for Environmental and Extractive, Jennifer Manangumbi, says the country needs a fundamental shift in how it finances its energy transmission, placing communities, transparency and justice at the heart of all investment as Zambia faces persistent energy deficit and climate-induced drought. Manangumbi stressed that a just energy transmission must put communities at the center. She explained that this requires investment in community-led renewable energy solutions, especially in underserved rural areas, while ensuring environmental and social safeguards are upheld. Manangombe pointed out that with over 80% of Zambia's electricity dependent on hydropower, the country remains highly vulnerable to climate shocks.
At the same time, heavy reliance on charcoal and biomass for cooking continues to drive deforestation and pose serious health risks, particularly in rural communities. As the country works to expand its renewable energy, financing will play a central role. Encouraging progress has been made through initiatives such as renewable energy financing frameworks, solar investments, and green bonds, which are helping unlock capital and diversity for Zambia's energy mix. However, financing the energy transition must go beyond mobilizing resources. It must ensure fairness, accountability, and sustainability.
And the Citizen First CF Party has criticized remarks made by Infrastructure Minister Charles Milupi regarding President Hari Kalawa, describing them as misplaced and misrepresentation of Kalawa's position. CF Presidential Campaign Manager Stanley Muhango says Kalawa's comments were intended to highlight what the party views as poor planning by the UPND government since taking office. Muhango emphasized that Kalawa's background as a former long-serving foreign affairs minister positions him to understand both global dynamics and the impact of domestic policy decisions.
We saw it with the mismanagement of maize exports that created millennial shortages. We saw it with electricity, failing to invest in generation and then blaming drought alone. Now on fuel, they want to blame war while ignoring that they dismantled Indemi and left Zambia exposed. President Kalawa will not be silenced by speaking the truth on behalf of the many impoverished Zambian citizens of the country. With his diplomatic experience, he has immense knowledge and understanding to ironically point out matters that have for time and time affected the citizens. He speaks clearly. When you fail to plan, you plan to fail, and you cannot hide behind global events. We urge Mr. Milupi and the UPND to focus on fixing the fuel crisis they created instead of attacking those who diagnose it.
Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Payment Secretary Gabriel Pollen has challenged media practitioners to play a critical role of promoting peaceful and resilient societies by leveraging information as a public good to counter misinformation. Dr. Pollen further highlights that beyond traditional media, the focus should be on utilizing social media to facilitate dialogues, strengthen peace-building efforts, and counter propaganda. He stated that the media is important as it acts as a bridge between communities, amplifying diverse voices, facilitating